We have start with a silly story, and then we'll go right into the heart. Last Sunday, outside of church, a woman commented, "Just to show you how dumb my husband really is, the other day he says to me, 'Honey, I read in the paper that we should drink 7 glasses of water a day. But Alex said, only has 6. That might kick in Tuesday, and it might not. Dan, is it a keeper or no?'"
Oh, God.
Dan tells me, but this is an aside, that we should stop moving around here. He tells me after these silly stories whether or not we should keep them, maybe recycle them, or whether or not we should trash them. Okay, all right. Well, like I said, we're better get right into our topic. Let's take a look at the contrast between two of our scripture readings today. Our gospel reading is all about violence. Our second reading is all about peace. In our gospel, we hear beatings, stoning, killings, revenge. In our second reading, we hear about being true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious. There's so much violence in our society today. This is it. Let's you and I be a contrast to that. Let's you and I be true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious. Let's stay with our second reading, when St. Paul tells us, "Have no anxiety at all, but rather let God's peace stand guard over your mind and heart." It seems to me that that is the blueprint that God would wish for each of our lives. God is our loving parent. What parent, what mother or father would want their child to be filled with anxiety, to be devoid of peace? Here's a suggestion that hopefully will help us not to be filled with anxiety. It's for us to realize that things are passing. Think back to October 4th, 2010. What anxieties did I have on that day? Even if I can't remember, I bet you I was allowing some anxieties to rob me of my inner peace. Think of any anxiety that you might have today. Do you think that on October 4th, 2030, those anxieties you have today will really matter much? Even the euphoria that I experienced on October 4th, 1955, when the Brooklyn Dodgers won the World Series, even that euphoria has passed. Now it's true. Some things do not pass. My spouse died. My marriage dissolved. My health is failing. My heart is broken. It's so much more. But even in those situations, I can maintain my inner peace, trusting that God will see me through this no matter what it is. Dear God, please grant to each of us the great grace to have no anxiety at all, but rather in everything let your peace rule over our hearts and minds. Amen. Amen.